From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Andrea Seabrook is away. 3 days after the assassination of Pakistani opposition leader Benazir Bhutto, her political party has new leadership today. At her family compound in rural Sindh province, Ms. Bhutto's will was read out. She had named her husband, Asif Ali Zardari, as her successor to head the Pakistan People's Party. But Zardari then appointed their son, 19-year-old Bilawal, as the party's official chairman. NPR's Philip Reeves was at the Bhutto family home in rural Sindh province where the party made the announcement. Phil, what was the scene there?
Well, it was most unusual. Bilawal came out to face the press after the Central Executive Committee had reached, had held its meeting. He was dressed in black. He sat next to his father and held on his lap a large portrait of his mother. Senior party officials lined up behind him and sat beside him, looking drawn and during the press conference, weeping sometimes. And behind Bilawal was a giant picture of his mother with her arms outstretched. He was the image of a university student, earnest, bespectacled, his eyes turned down. He did speak. He quietly thanked the Central Executive Committee. And then he continued with some remarks about how important it is for the Pakistan People's Party to continue to fight for democracy.
The party's long and historic struggle for democracy will continue with renewed vigour. And I stand committed to the stability of the Federation. My mother always said, democracy is the best revenge.
A little later, he spoke again, this time in response to a question from a journalist, and he threw a little more light on his role as chairman of the party and the role of his father, who's been appointed co-chairman of the party.
While I am at university and I will continue my studies, my father will take care of the party. When I return, I promise to lead the party as my mother wanted me to.
And, of course, he's at Oxford University.
Mm-hmm. What did Benazir Bhutto's husband, Asif Zardari, have to say?
Well, he called for the press not to ask any more questions of his son at this point. He pointed out that his son, Bilawal, may be the party's chairman, but he is also his son, and he is of tender age, he said.
Now, was there any word about whether the Pakistan People's Party will contest the election, which the government has scheduled for January the 8th?
Yes, the party has decided that it will. It is going to fight the election. It's not going to boycott the election. And it does want the elections to go ahead on time.
Benazir Bhutto's husband has served 8 years in prison on corruption charges. Can he be a strong leader for the Pakistan People's Party until Bilawal Zardari is old enough to take over?
Yes, and he is a controversial figure. He was known when Benazir Bhutto was in power, where he held several ministerial positions. He was known as Mr. 10%, a slur that was made of him because of the widespread belief that he was involved in corruption. But it is important to point out that he's unlikely to be the prime ministerial candidate of the party. That will fall to the vice chairman, Amin Fahim, who is widely regarded as an uncontroversial figure and a consensus builder.
NPR's Philip Reeves speaking to us from Larkana in Pakistan. Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome.